For me, reading books is relaxing, honestly. You spend so much preparation for the games. Sometimes you just need to get away from it for a little bit. The reading has helped me get away from a game a little bit, and I'm able to zero in once I'm done and get ready for the games. This is LeBron James, captain of the Los Angeles Lakers, talking about how important reading is for him, how it helps clear his mind and focus on his game. And today, I'd like to discuss with you, the importance of reading, specifically not only clearing your mind, but improving your critical thinking skills. And LeBron James has spoken about this. Now, he said that it's helped him become a better person, help him look at his life, look at the type of leader he wants to be, and to be able to really think critically about who he is and where he wants to be in life. My name is Joshua Bolin, and today is February 21st, 2021. And I'm in Bangkok, Thailand, and I'd like to talk to you about the importance of reading. Well, reading is really important to improve, not only our reading skills and our vocabulary and our language ability, but it's extremely important to improve our critical thinking and our ability to, really work through problems and to build knowledge so we, can improve our lives. A lot of you, my students in my classes, will be taking these college entrance exams, such as the SAT, both the verbal and the English and the essay. And you'll be taking the IELTS exam, which tests all four modules of language, reading, writing, speaking, and listening. And then you have, for some of you are going into more technical faculties, you might have other exams that you'll be reading. But what are they really testing? Most of these are not testing the ability to recall knowledge or facts. What they're really testing is your critical thinking skills, combined a little bit with your language skills. And I can tell you, learning reading or practicing reading, becoming a habitual reader or someone who tries to read a little bit every day, will improve all those skills that they're testing. It's been proven numerous times. A good novel underscores the importance of critical thinking. Let's look at Jurassic Park. A lot of you have grown up watching Jurassic Park, and there's been a lot of movies, several movies made based on the original book and a bunch of books published. It's a wonderful novel. Jurassic Park is a prime example. It provides a perspective or another point of view how humans interact with the biological world and what we can do to alter nature, especially with genetic engineering. And it discusses some of the beautiful things that we can do, as well as some disastrous consequences. Really gives pause for thought unless you think about, our relationship with the natural world. Gives you a lot of ideas. Lets you reflect on, our place in the world. And these are important things that we need to develop these critical thinking skills. Let's think about some famous people who were readers. Now, I mentioned LeBron James, and LeBron James is an avid reader. And he reads all the time, especially now that the NBA was in a bubble last year, and now it's still kind of in a, pretty much they're in their little bubbles because of coronavirus. And he stated repeatedly how reading has helped him focus. Reading has helped him become a better leader. Reading has helped him become a better communicator, a better father, a better husband, and a better person. And has expanded his understanding of our complex world. Other people we could talk about are Elon Musk. When Elon Musk was younger, he was reading 3 or 4 books a week. You know, wonder how a man could be so incredibly proficient and successful in a wide range of businesses because of his critical thinking skills, not his ability to recall knowledge, but his ability to understand many different aspects of our complex world. Mark Cuban, another MBA owner, spends about 3 hours a day reading. It's a habit that he developed when he was a young man, and he's never stopped. Mark Cuban is an extremely busy individual. And if he could find 3 hours in his day, not only to manage, to own and manage an NBA franchise, but as well as his businesses, I'm sure you can squeeze a little bit of time in for yourself. Other great readers, Bill Gates, if you right now on Netflix, there's a great little documentary. It's called Inside Bill's Mind. It follows him around. And it shows, you know, it kind of talks about the story of Microsoft and how he became successful. And one thing you notice, he has a little house, a one-person house he built on his property where he goes every day with a stack of books and he reads. Bill Gates has done some wonderful things for human society. Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg, Albert Einstein, Jeff Bezos. We're talking about the not only the most successful, but the wealthiest people in the world have made it a habit to read. And those enduring leaders that history often cites and talks about, Winston Churchill, Theodore Roosevelt, Barack Obama. You know, these people read all the time. And why? Well, all of them said it makes them a better person, makes them a better human. Of course, it's going to increase your knowledge. You're going to build vocabulary, understand more complex ideas in a complex world. But more importantly, it improves their ability to think critically about a wide range of issues. And if you look at the daily success habits of all wealthy individuals, they all read. They all read. The most famous, successful people we know read. I remember leaving graduate school when I was a young man, 24 years old. I went to an interview in New York City, and they asked me, first question, what's the last thing you read? Thankfully, I'm a habitual reader. I read a lot. At first, I was quite embarrassed because I was like, well, you know, I read this Isaac Asimov book. I'm like, why? And I was like, well, I'm very interested in science fiction. And we spoke for 30 minutes. About my reading, how I developed my reading habits. I got a job offer, as well as many others. Reading, probably one of the most important habits you can develop in life. If you look at the top 21st century skills that companies or employers are looking for, as well as universities. They are critical thinking, creativity, communication, and what we call information literacy, which means you understand how you have a, you understand how to gather information, how to get information, how to analyze it, summarize it, and discuss it. All four of these top skills that we keep repeating to young people can be developed and enhanced and greatly improved by picking up a book 20 to 30 minutes a day. Just recently, some of our senior high school, fellow senior high school students went to interviews. And in the past, the interview questions had been, who are you? Why do you want to study at this university? And why do you want to study at this faculty? Not one of our senior high school students was asked these questions. They were told to write a brief essay why they want to study at the university and why they want to study at this faculty. But their interviews were critical thinking questions about current affairs. For example, some of the questions were, what do you think about Twitter and Twitter banning people and the right to free speech? That was a real question. So even the universities, they're really looking at your ability to think critically, to communicate well, and your creativity. Of course, your vocabulary as well. How you put ideas together. And these are all skills that can be improved by creating a very good habit of picking up books. So how do we do this? You know, how do you begin becoming a reader? Well, we have a wonderful library on our campus, and there's a lot of wonderful libraries all over Bangkok that are free. All over Bangkok, there are free libraries for people, and they encourage students to go there. Another great thing about Bangkok is there are used bookstores where you can go in and spend a, 100 baht, maybe 120 baht to buy a book that you are interested in. And then you can go back and they'll give you credit for the next book. And you can keep going. This new circular economy where you're buying books, returning them, and buying new books. Probably to make books more accessible by maybe, while you're commuting or coming to school, or maybe you just want to relax and close your eyes for a little bit because, we're always looking at devices. Try listening to a podcast of a book. Register for the website Audible. Get some books on tape or, Audible books. Even, if you're really addicted to your device, e-readers, they're free. When you buy a book, there's a lot of free books out there. You're always welcome to send me an email and ask me about these. I have a ton of them. You can carry a book, but I know you guys carry a lot of books. So, a lot of students are carrying a lot of books these days. Might be too much. So what do? You get a book, you have a podcast, you have Audible, you have an e-reader, set a timer. Try to read between 20 to 30 minutes a day. Some of you commute to work, school rather, and rather than looking at your phone, why don't you put your headphones on, close your eyes and relax a little bit, listen to a book. It'll give your eyes a rest. Give your mind, just escape a little bit. In conclusion, I just want to say, we live in a very competitive world these days. And universities, companies, employers, they're not looking for the knowledge you have, they're looking for your skills. Might remember, I always start my junior year classes, my year 11. Knowledge versus skills. It's skills, people. It's skills that we need to be successful these days, not knowledge retention. So in conclusion, I hope you start picking up some better habits. Pick up a good habit. It's a really good habit to have. Start reading. Have a nice day.